Where are you getting your information? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Brian Southwell, research professor of mass communication at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, discusses the pervasiveness of misinformation.
At any given moment, radios, televisions, and computer screens offer information to millions of people in this country. The problem is, not all of it is correct. In fact, some people worry there's quite a bit of misinformation in advertising and even news reports. Social scientists should consider this situation a prime opportunity for research that matters. Here's why. If misinformation were simply a byproduct of human imperfection and weakness, then it could join a long list of vices, but it may not be a particularly compelling focus for scientific inquiry. However, at least three aspects of misinformation as a mass communication phenomenon make the notion both problematic and theoretically compelling for social scientists. First, the human brain is arguably biased towards acceptance and retention of misinformation once it's been exposed to such information. Second, the regulatory structure of major democracies, such as the United States, tend towards post hoc detection of broadcast misinformation rather than towards prevention. And in fact, authoritarian regimes don't offer any greater hope in this regard, as they have a vested interest in information control rather than truth, per se. Third, it can be a difficult and expensive task to ensure that any correction of misinformation reaches as widely as the original misinformation did. So, for all these reasons, we probably need to worry more about misinformation than we often do. A simple, "we are sorry for lying," typically won't be sufficient. And explicit efforts to correct misperceptions warrant investment and further attention.
That was Brian Southwell of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.